This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this segment, we're going to talk about time travel. Not the time travel you see in the movies. No, we're not talking about Back in the Future. We're talking about science. How do physicists in the tradition of Albert Einstein, how do physicists look at the question of time travel? Is it really possible that you can go backwards in time, meet your teenage mother before you're born, and have her fall in love with you? Well, our special guest today is Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University, author of the book Time Travel in Einstein's Universe, also author of Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and also Welcome to the Universe. But before we continue, let me make a short announcement. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about my latest book. In the end of February, I'll be on a national book tour. I'll be traveling through Los Angeles. I'll be traveling through San Francisco, going to Boston, New York, Kansas. And maybe I'll be signing your copy of my latest book called The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. We're going back to the moon next year, 2019, and then back to the moon with astronauts in 2022, and then perhaps on to Mars, and who knows, perhaps after that, the colonization of the solar system. So find out more about the book, The Future of Humanity, by going to my website, mkaku.org, and finding out whether I'll be in a city next to you, signing your copy of the book. Well, once again, we have on the line with us Professor Richard Gott, professor of physics at Princeton University, author of the book Time Travel in Einstein's Universe, The Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and Welcome to the Universe. So, Richard, thank you for being on Science Fantastic.
Well, it's great to talk to you again.
So, Richard, when you were a youth, I understand that you got involved with the Westinghouse Science Fair projects. How did you get involved? What did you do? And how important is it to inspire the next generation of scientists?
Well, I did a project on metallic sodium. I was relating crystal structure of metals to space-filling networks of polyhedrons, like stacking cubes up to fill a garage, and that would be correspond to a cubic pattern in a crystal structure. And I won second place in that contest. And I mean, many years later, they asked me to be the head judge of that contest. And so I did that for about 14 years. I think it's very important because it gives teenagers an outlet for doing research in high school. And the best way to find out if you're interested in doing science research is to try it. So there's much undiscovered talent all around the country that we're trying to seed.
Yeah, I have a lot of fond memories of science projects in high school. I did one myself. When I was in high school, I got a cloud chamber and photographed antimatter, anti-electrons,
wow,
coming from sodium-22. And then I built my own particle accelerator, a 2.3 million electron volt betatron power particle accelerator, in principle capable of producing X-rays of about 2.3 million electron volts. But anyway, let's not talk about science fair projects. Let's talk about time travel. Now, a lot of people understand that Einstein said you can't go faster than the speed of light. So, well, that's it, folks. You cannot go backwards in time because you cannot break the light barrier. However, didn't Einstein have a larger theory called general relativity, where space and time are like a fabric that can be stretched and molded? What are your thoughts about this?
Yes, he opened the way to time travel to the future in his theory of special relativity. You just needed to travel near the speed of light. You would age slowly, so when you came back to Earth, the Earth would be many, many years in the future. But in his, as you say, in his theory of general relativity from 1915, this is curved space-time. So there are some solutions to Einstein's theory of general relativity that are sufficiently twisted to allow time travel to the past. And this works like this. Magellan's crew went west, west, west around the curved surface of the Earth and returned back to Europe. Even though they were going west all the time, they came back to Europe. So these are solutions where the time traveler is going forward toward the future locally. He thinks he's going toward the future, but yet he can circle back and come back to an event that he, in his own past, to visit. So this is the solutions of Einstein's equations that allow time travel to the past.
And I understand that around 1949 or so, Einstein's next-door neighbor, Kurt Gödel at Princeton, discovered a solution of Einstein's equation whereby if the universe rotated fast enough, you could go around the rotating universe and come back before you left. Now, that's amazing, right? Time travel right in a cosmological model of the universe.
That's absolutely right. We observe that our own universe seems to be expanding but not rotating. Gödel's universe was not expanding but actually rotating. But the important thing was that it showed such a solution was possible. And since then, we found others like wormholes and one that I found on around cosmic strings that also allow you to do this.
Right, and I understand that if you have a cylinder, an infinitely long cylinder that's spinning rapidly enough, and you dance around the cylinder like dancing around a maypole, you can come back before you left.
Yes, this was a solution found by Mr. Tipler.
Yeah?
And the same sort of thing happened with two moving cosmic strings that I found. The cosmic strings are dense threads of energy left over from the Big Bang, predicted in some theories. And if they were moving rapidly enough as they passed each other, you could circle them and come back in time to before you started, as occurred in the cylinder.
Okay, now, these cosmic strings, can they be finite in length so you can build one in your garage, let's say, or do they have to be infinitely long like some of the other solutions of Einstein's equations?
Well, no, they can have a closed loop of string. They're either like spaghetti, infinitely long, or they're like spaghetti-os, a small loop. And the small loop can contract under its own tension and end up with the sides moving fast enough to make a time machine. And I showed that just when that was about to occur, the whole thing would be surrounded by a forming black hole. So the time travel region would be trapped inside the black hole. So you might be able to time travel around the string loop.
Okay, Richard, we have to take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about the question of what happens if you go backwards in time and kill your parents before you're born. How can you survive such a catastrophe? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the one.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the fun, then get to the phones and give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, with us today, once again, is Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University, author of a number of great books, including Time Travel in Einstein's Universe, The Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and Welcome to the Universe. And today we're talking about time travel. Now, Richard, before the break, you mentioned that if you have cosmic strings and you go around them in a certain configuration, you can go backwards in time. Well, first of all, what is a cosmic string?
Well, we think that in the early universe we had a period of inflation with very high vacuum energy, and that that has decayed to lead to the normal Big Bang solution producing a lot of particles. But one thing that can happen is it's like when snow melts, You can be left with a few snowmen. And so a cosmic string is a thin thread of high vacuum energy left over from the early inflationary beginning of the universe. And these are predicted in some theories, and we haven't found them yet, but we are looking for them.
Now, there's even a movie with Star Trek where they talk about cosmic ribbons in outer space. But, of course, that cosmic ribbon was inspired by cosmic strings. So, once again, what is the configuration of how you would have to go around these cosmic strings in order to go backwards in time?
Well, the two cosmic strings would have to be approaching each other, and they would be passing each other like ships in the night, you know, like the masts of two ships passing in the night. And so the thing you would have to do is to travel around them in the opposite direction to which they were passing each other, circle them as they were passing each other, and then you could get back before you started.
Now, some astronomers have actually looked for cosmic strings, right, with their telescopes, given the fact that maybe the Big Bang perhaps expanded some of these strings so that we could see these strings moving in outer space. So have people had any success at all trying to find a cosmic string?
We haven't found one yet. There was a false alarm once, we've been looking for them. I mean, every time we see, what you would see is you'd see two images of a distant quasar, and the light path coming to us from one of the images would have gone around the left side of the cosmic string, and the other image would have gone around the right side of the cosmic string, and the curved space around the cosmic string would have bent those light paths, so they both came back to the Earth, and they would be equal brightness images, and so we're looking for that, but we haven't found a case of it yet. But there's searches ongoing.
Okay, and as you mentioned, there's another design for a time machine coming from wormholes. Wormholes were introduced by Einstein himself around 1935, as I recall.
Yeah.
But I guess no one has ever found a wormhole either, right?
Well, Kip Thorne and his colleagues proposed this. You take a shortcut. You beat the speed of light, basically, by taking a shortcut in these solutions. So if you want to go to Alpha Centauri, you take a shortcut through a wormhole to get there. And if you move the wormhole mouths around appropriately, you can create a time machine. And Kip Thorne, by the way, just won the Nobel Prize for his work on LIGO, where they found colliding black holes.
And there's also the Alcubierre drive. We had Miguel Alcubierre on the radio, in fact, and he mentions that if you compress space and time in front of you, then you could leap faster than the speed of light. But, of course, there's always drawbacks with that design as well, right? In fact, there's always some drawback with these designs, right?
Well, yes. His warp drive, I was actually the referee on that paper. He showed
that
he could make it into a time machine. So the Star Trek episodes that involved some time travel in the past to rescue the whales and things like that, they actually had some basis. If you have a warp drive, you could theoretically use it to make a time machine as well.
Right. However, there's always a catch, and he mentioned to me that the fuel necessary to drive his warp engine requires negative energy or negative matter, and we haven't seen negative matter anywhere in our universe. It would fall up rather than down, and some people doubt that it even exists at all. So what are your thoughts about all these designs that require exotic materials like negative matter, negative energy, and we've never seen negative energy before? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm more optimistic. The negative energy that Kip Thorne was using in his to prop his wormhole mouths open was produced by the Casimir effect. This is a quantum effect, a vacuum state that exists between two parallel plates. And this was proposed like in 1948, but the pressure effects associated with this Casimir vacuum have actually been observed in the lab. So we've detected the Casimir vacuum, and it has a negative energy density. So it's a quantum effect, and that's what he was relying on. There's also a slight negative energy density effect around the black hole that slowly causes the black hole to evaporate. This is the Hawking radiation. So the Hartle and Hawking vacuum around the black hole has a slight negative energy density. So I think that these are not as far-fetched as people might at first think.
Now, every once in a while, someone says that they've been able to create a design for a time machine that they can put in their garage. Now, given the fact that we're talking about black holes, we're talking about tiny amounts of energy from the Casimir effect, don't you think that it's a little bit premature for these basement inventors to announce that they've created a time machine in their basement?
Yeah, absolutely. The Kip Thorne wormhole solution would weigh about 200 million solar masses.
Is that right?
The cosmic loop of string that I was talking about, this might be, you know, a fraction of the mass of our galaxy. So this is not something you're going to be making in your garage, but we're interested in these, the theoretical possibility for them, because to realize whether these things may be possible, we may have to learn about the laws of quantum gravity, and this is a topic of great interest. So they're a great thought experiment to explore physics in the extreme. And, of course, Einstein was talking about spaceships traveling near the speed of light and ended up with E equals MC squared, which is, had practical consequences.
Yes, I think so. So, in other words, I guess we should not expect any amateur inventor to come up with a time machine in their basement anytime soon. But now let's talk about the paradoxes you get if you build a time machine. If you could go backwards in time, like what Michael J. Fox did, and monkey around with the past, don't you thereby change the present? In fact, change the present in a way which is logically impossible. Like, for example, if you go backwards in time and commit suicide, how could you be alive because you just committed suicide in the past? So what are your thoughts about all the paradoxes that fuel many Hollywood science fiction movies?
Well, there are two solutions to these problems, the so-called grandmother paradox, if you killed your grandmother. The first one, the more conservative one, is that the solution has to be self-consistent. In other words, it has to be these solutions in Einstein's theory are four-dimensional sculptures that don't change. And so if you went back in the past and you signed on board on the Titanic and you warned the captain about the iceberg, well, then he wouldn't have paid any attention to your warning.
Okay, Richard, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue with the discussion of paradoxes. Can you really meet your mother before you're born and she falls in love with you? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is talking about time travel. Not the time travel that you get in the movies. No, we're talking about the physics. The physics behind Einstein's theory, which actually does allow time travel under very rare circumstances. Our special guest today is Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University. And of course, Princeton is where Einstein worked since the 1930s.
Richard Gott is the author of a number of great books, including Time Travel in Einstein's Universe, The Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and Welcome to the Universe. Now, Richard, before the break, we talked about paradoxes in time travel, and believe it or not, serious physicists have actually looked at these paradoxes, and you mentioned two types of paradoxes. So once again, elaborate on the first category of paradoxes.
Well, the conservative solution to these paradoxes is that you time traveler never changes the past. He was always part of it. So if you go back in the past, you would find history repeating itself, as you might say. You don't change the past. The second solution is the so-called many worlds theory of quantum mechanics, where there's many branching worlds, like in a railway switchyard. So there's a world where World War II never happened. And if you go back in time and you change something, let's say to avoid World War II, you would just send the universe on another parallel track, and the track where you were born, the one where World War II actually happened, that universe still exists. You've just gone off onto another track, so that there's many possible histories.
Right, and that many worlds interpretation was actually elaborated in Back to the Future, the second part two of Back to the Future. There was one scene I remember quite distinctly where Doc Brown goes to the blackboard and draws a horizontal straight line and says, that's our timeline. The past is on the left, future's on the right. And then he drew a branch where the timeline split in half. And then the question is, if you go backwards in time, you wind up on somebody else's timeline. So if you save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated, you've just saved somebody else's Abraham Lincoln, not your own Abraham Lincoln. Now, what are your thoughts? This many-world interpretation in quantum mechanics, quite a few physicists, many Nobel laureates believe in the many-worlds interpretation. But what are your thoughts?
I think we simply don't know. And it's one of the, a time traveler could test it by changing something. I like the self-consistent one as well, because there's Novikov has investigated that a good deal and finds out that you can always find self-consistent solutions. And even in the many worlds theory, you may have many self-consistent worlds, each of which like parallel sheets of paper in a book, where each one of them has to make logical sense.
Right. Now, some people say that maybe we have to go to a higher theory, a quantum theory, to finally resolve the whole question. I work in something called string theory. And in string theory, we have a wormhole with radiation surrounding it. So they're potentially rather dangerous. We have graviton radiation. And string theory allows you to calculate these quantum corrections as you enter the time machine. But the question that many people ask is, will the machine blow up because of these mounting quantum effects? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University, author of the book, Time Travel in Einstein's Universe. So, Richard, some people say that to finally definitively settle the question of time travel, either A, you build one, which is prohibitively expensive, or B, you get a quantum theory of relativity, whereby you can calculate quantum corrections to these wormholes and cosmic strings, and then settle the question. String theory being one candidate for this theory, but what are your thoughts?
Well, what we do now is we try to find a self-consistent solution where we apply quantum mechanics in a curved space-time. This is what Stephen Hawking did with the black hole. And Li Jing Li and I found that there is a self-consistent quantum state. It's a vacuum state called the a wrapped Rindler vacuum, is the technical term, and that did not blow up when you entered the time machine. And Stephen Hawking's student, Mr. Cassidy, had found that such a solution must exist, but Li Jing Li and the actual state that satisfied that, and it was a self-consistent solution that didn't blow up. If your solution blows up, it changes the curvature of space-time that you started with as a basis for your calculation, so you haven't succeeded in making a self-consistent calculation. So that's certainly, our work is certainly encouraging from that point of view, but we of course like to have a theory of quantum gravity where a unified theory where we could put it all together and do it in one piece.
Now, you and your student, I understand, have come up with a new theory that the universe, in some sense, created itself, that there is some kind of a cosmic loop that, in some sense, the universe is self-creating. Now, explain that idea to our listeners, please.
Okay, so the Linde had shown that inflation could produce branching universes, so that you had like branches in a tree, and each branch would grow up to be as big as the trunk and sprout branches of its own. And we were just one of the. This would go on forever and make an infinite fractal tree of branching universes. But you'd say, well, where did the trunk come from? And so Li Jingli and I proposed that one of the branches simply curled back around and grew up to be the original trunk. So the bottom of it would look like the loop at the bottom of a number six. And so you have a branch, imagine a branch like 1 inch in diameter, circles back around, grows up to be the trunk from which it sprouted from. And I describe all this there's a YouTube video out where I was interviewed about this called Before the Big Bang, Can the Universe Create Itself? It's episode 6, and I explained it over a course of about an hour.
Okay, now you mentioned inflation. And inflation theory says that if our universe is a bubble of some sort, then as you pointed out, the bubble can fission into other bubbles, giving you a branching network that looks like a bubble bath. And in this bubble bath of universes, universes can collide or pinch off and create baby universes. And so some people think maybe that's what happened before the Big Bang. But your idea is totally different, right? You're saying that one of these bubbles basically goes into the future and becomes its own past. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. One of the great things about inflation is, interesting things is, that you take a little tiny piece of inflating vacuum state, it'll grow up to be an enormous universe of inflating vacuum state. And made of little bitty tiny pieces that all look exactly like the original piece you started with. So if one of those little pieces was actually the piece you started with through a time loop, then the universe could bootstrap itself and be its own mother. And so this was an alternative to, you know, making the universe out of nothing. We said, instead of the universe being made out of nothing, maybe it was made out of something, a little piece of itself.
Now, ultimately, science is based on things that are decidable. Religion is not decidable. Religion is based on faith. But after the break, we'll ask you a question. Can you test any of these theories? And then let's talk about extraterrestrial life in outer space as well. Is it possible that we can colonize the universe? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
Last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we've been talking about time travel. Not the time travel you get in the movies. No, we're talking about time travel that we physicists actively, professionally work on. With us today is Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University, author of the book Time Travel in Einstein's Universe, also The Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and also Welcome to the Universe. Well, Richard, I understand that you're also interested in the space program and the possibility that one day in the future we'll begin the colonization of planets. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the project that we should embark on is colonizing Mars. This has a survival value to us. It's like having a lifeboat in case something happens on the Earth. Colonizing Mars would change world history. You couldn't even call it world history anymore. And so this is the project that I think we should concentrate on. And when I grew up, I went to see Neil Armstrong take off for the moon. That's a picture that I took is in the last page of the book Welcome to the Universe. And this was a terrific event. People at that time thought that we would be on Mars by 1985. In fact, Wernher von Braun had plans to do so. And we haven't done anything toward getting humans to Mars since then. And I think it's the project that we could embark on, colonizing Mars. Don't just plant a flag there and come home. This is the project that we should concentrate on and that I've advocated for many years.
Now, some people say that Mars is, well, very far, very, very radioactive and very cold and doesn't have much water, doesn't have much life as far as we can tell. But some people say that we can terraform Mars, that is, perhaps inject greenhouse gases to warm up the planet, perhaps create a network of solar satellites to beam solar power onto the polar ice caps. So what are your thoughts? Do you think it's possible that in the long term, we might be able, over the decades, begin the process of turning Mars more into an Earth-like environment?
Well, Chris McKay has talked about this, and we're warming up the Earth, so we know yeah. It's possible and
that's right.
To warm up a planet.
Uh-huh.
The radiation problem, I think, has been exaggerated. People could live underground, 30 feet, 10 meters underground. We had cave man ancestors who are quite happy, and I think that that's a solution to that problem. And you come out on the surface briefly and do your activities on the surface. The point is, we could send a small group of astronauts, and they would colonize Mars and be self-sufficient, and it's a great bargain, and it's in the long term, it's something we could do in the short run that might as much as double our survival chances in the long run, because we'd have two planetary chances instead of one.
Now, some people say that it's practically a law of physics that one day the Earth will be destroyed. In 5 billion years, the sun's going to eat up the Earth. In hundreds of millions of years, we can expect another dinosaur-killing type asteroid. And then in the meantime, we have volcanic eruptions and ice ages and all sorts of potential catastrophes. So do you think, therefore, that it's like an insurance policy, given the fact that there's almost 100% chance that the Earth will one day be destroyed?
Yes, we know that if we stay on the Earth and never get off the Earth, we will be gone. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're living on this tiny island, this tiny blue dot in this vast universe. Are we really going to turn our back on the universe and stay here as an ultimately endangered species? And the point I keep emphasizing is that the space program is brief. It's only human spaceflight dates back to, you know, 1961, you know. And so it's very brief in terms of human history. And so the worry we should have is that we better take advantage of this space program while we've got it, before people decide to cut off its funding, like they cut off the funding for making pyramids in ancient Egypt, and get off the planet before we quit the space program. That's the real space race.
Now, we interviewed Carl Sagan, the late Carl Sagan, and he said that we should be at least a two-planet species because we're in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery. We've also interviewed Steve Weinberg, Nobel laureate in physics, who says, bah, humbug, too expensive. But given the fact that costs are dropping, given the fact that Silicon Valley billionaires like Elon Musk are bankrolling a lot of these endeavors, you think it's becoming more practical, that it's not going to bankrupt the economy, given the falling price of rockets, reusable rockets, and given the fact that, China is going to be joining the space race pretty soon with planting a flag on the moon by 2025, in fact. So what are your thoughts? Are things different than it was back in the 60s, in other words?
Well, I think China, for example, the project I would suggest to them to garner world headlines is to suddenly send a spacecraft with a person on it on a figure-eight orbit around the moon that breaks the altitude record. You don't have to go further away than Apollo 13 did. This would capture the headlines, not an orbital flight.
Okay, Richard, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Professor Richard Gott of Princeton University. Thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. And we should also point out that his latest book is Time Travel in Einstein's Universe and The Cosmic Web, The Mysterious Architecture of the Universe, and Welcome to the Universe. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you can get on national radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.